You know, as lawyers, we all have clients, obviously, and these clients come to our office, and they want to tell us about their case. And I would suggest to you that as you think about your case and start thinking about how you're going to tell your story, whether it's from the plaintiff's side or the defense side, it begins with that very first interaction with your client. It begins with not having them necessarily fill out a questionnaire about facts and so forth. It is to allow them to describe the story of their accident, their event that caused injury, by describing in first person what happened and how they felt about it. Much similar to the way that Jim Perdue presented his opening statement in the case I just read from. Because once we understand our client's story, then we can add to it so that we're able to present that story for others to consider. How do we do this? How do we formulate our stories? You know, Price and I are going to both give examples as we go along, but, you know, just as a practical matter, there are things that we do, and many in this room do very well. Focus groups, where we, on occasion, hire folks to put those things on, or we do them ourselves, where we're trying to determine what is our story that's going to be persuasive. So we know that the focus group can help us do that. As lawyers, I always think that I should be able to give the elevator pitch about my case and understand my case and conceptualize my case and persuade with my case in the amount of time it takes me to ride up in an elevator. And that's just a matter of a couple or 3 minutes. And we have to be able to, as lawyers, then take all this information and encapsulate it into our theme, our statement about our case. You know, some folks are better storytellers than others. The reality is I'm not a very good storyteller. There are folks that are much better storytellers.